Lexi never tired of looking at the Atlanta skyline. The throngs of people, tall buildings, and energy of the city made her feel alive. She tapped her brakes again. Based on the traffic currently choking the lanes around her, she wasn't the only one who loved the city. She glanced at the clock on her dashboard for the 10th time and sucked in a breath as a car sandwiched its way into the minuscule space between her car and the Lexus in front of her. Come on! Another minute ticked by. She was barely going to have time to change clothes, much less shower, before her best friend Simone showed up at her apartment. While stopped beside an 18-wheeler, she raised her arm and sniffed at her armpit. The truck's driver smirked down at her through her open sunroof. Face burning, she lowered her arm and returned her eyes to the road. She hoped she didn't smell like the hospital, or like anything she'd come into contact with during her shift. Old trucker boy probably smelled better than she did. She shifted in her seat, blocking the man's view, and glanced at her appearance in the rearview mirror. Tragic. Stray hairs were loose from her braid, and her makeup was completely gone, melted away with the stress of the day and the long hours on her feet. Not that she didn't love her job, but after the day's rough shift, she was looking forward to night out. And tonight was special. Tonight was going to be epic, the same way it was every time they saw their favorite band, Survival of the Fittest, perform live. She and Simone had been looking forward to the concert for months, and considering tickets had sold out in 3 hours, it was a miracle they were going. Traffic shifted. Lexi darted around the big truck and cut across two lanes.